broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Woodstock, Georgia, it's time for Cherokee Business Radio. Now, here's your host.
And we are broadcasting live at the Kid Biz Expo in Woodstock, Georgia. And we are so excited to see so many kids and so many very smart people that are coming up with their own business. We've got another smart kid right next to us. His name is Isaiah Perry. Welcome.
Thank you. Wonderful to be here.
Yay. So tell me about your business. What is it called?
So my business is called Lorella LLC. It's a handmade jewelry business. So I make necklaces. So I make necklaces, bracelets, earrings, so geodes.
Wow.
And soon, in my next vendor event, I'm actually going to start venturing out into rings soon.
Really? That must be a little bit more complicated because they're
probably
so small, I guess. I didn't even think about that. Well, tell me what got you started in this business.
So,
wait, first of all, how old are you?
I am 11 years old.
11 years old. Okay. What got you started in this?
So mainly it started out one Christmas when I saw this rock tumbler in a Christmas toy book. I was surprised because I had no idea what it was, so I asked, can I get it? And
did Santa bring it to you?
He did. So I had it for Christmas, started venturing into it. And after I figured out how to work it, I opened the box, and right in the bottom of the box, I saw this jewelry finding. I was like, excuse me, what is this? So I looked at it, and I was surprised because I did not know that it came with that. So I tumbled the rocks and then put them inside and actually turned out really well. So what I did was I showed it to my mom and she's like, ooh, nice. So I decided, how about I start making some of this and selling it? So I did that the first time and then I started venturing into the beaded jewelry. Like this one I have right here.
Oh, yeah, you've got like a beaded bracelet.
See, yes, I made that one myself, so I started venturing into that, and soon I decided to start my own business.
Wow. What I love about your story is that it's kind of like the American dream. You sort of see something that kind of makes you happy and think is pretty, and then you start to kind of put energy into it, and the next thing you know, you're at a Kid Biz Expo talking to Business Radio X. What's your favorite stone? Do you have a stone that you love?
So my favorite stone personally has to be my birthstone, garnet.
Oh, that's my birthstone. They're beautiful. Nice red.
So yeah, sort of rubyish, but that has to be my favorite one. But that's my favorite one overall. My best to work with is just quartz in general. So amethyst variants, quartz, rose quartz, smoky quartz, any type of quartz.
Were you surprised at how pretty those stones turn out when you put them in the tumbler?
Oh, I was, because they just look like dull rocks that you just pull out of the ground. I'm like, I do not know how you turn this into something that is so beautiful that it showed it on the box. And I'm like, how do you turn this into something so beautiful? I tumbled it and it turned out so good that I'm like, I know exactly how they did it now.
Do you have, your favorite sort of jewelry pieces that you make? What's your favorite?
So my favorite, mainly, I have it at home. It's sort of, so I have a lot of different ones that I make at home. And they're mainly at home, but this is my favorite one.
Your bracelet?
Yes.
That's got all the different beads on it?
Yes. But the thing is, my dad gave it to me, and controversy of that is, it broke.
Oh, no. They
almost,
do, though. Jewelry breaks.
It broke almost 5 times.
Oh, no.
So I fixed it every single time, and I'm like, wait, I know how to fix bracelets? Cool.
Yeah, so now you can fix all kinds of different things. If you know how to fix your bracelets, you've got lots of jewelry you can make. So yeah, you kind of have skills. What surprises you about having your own business? Is there anything that sort of surprised you about it?
The thing that surprised me about it was the fact that I would actually be able to venture out into the open world having my own business. And the fact that I can make my own money and not have my mom buy a million things for me.
I bet your mom's happy about that too.
Yes, she probably is.
So Are you online anywhere, or are you going around to different expos? How do you sort of promote your business?
So mainly I promote it. So I have an Instagram account.
Okay. Your Instagram? What's it called?
So it's just at Lorello. So
at Lorello. That's how people can find you?
Yes. I also have business cards. But I mainly have, I'm going to open the website, hopefully, by the end of this year.
Yeah.
Because I'm still working on it, but hopefully it releases by the end of this year.
You know what's nice is you don't even need it so much these days. You've got lots of different social media outlets that allow you to put your information out there, and you can have pictures on Instagram of your jewelry.
Yeah.
Do you have something that sells the most? Is there like a really popular item?
I can't really elaborate on that because I don't really sell the same exact thing over and over again. It's like,
just varies.
It varies.
Well, between. That's pretty cool though. That means that you've got a big audience. Lots of different people like lots of different of your pieces.
Yes.
That's
but
pretty cool.
The main one that I use is I have gemstone bracelets, and those usually sell like in the first hour of the event. So
yes. That's awesome.
Yes.
So if you had some, like one thing that you learned about being a business owner that you could share with other people, what do you think you could tell people about owning your own business? What's sort of like, let's say someone out there likes gems like you and they want to maybe start their business. What do you think they could do?
Number one, don't spend all your money in the first day.
Oh, that's good.
Yes, I learned that the hard way because I did something for Mother's Day for my mom, and I spent almost $80 on it. And the second I did that,
you were like, uh-oh.
I was like, uh-oh, because I spent $80, and all of that money I had used from my last vendor event.
Mm-hmm.
So
you love your mom, though. She's your biggest supporter. You got to do it sometimes, I guess.
Yes, but the thing is, you have to, like, you have to save your money, so you can't always just, like, boom, I spent, what, $50 on, what, 3 pieces of jewelry? Next thing you know, you have zero money. You have $0, 0 cents, no income
you
whatsoever.
You sound like me. No, but I think a lot of people really need to understand that, is that there's a profit and loss, you know, like what money you're putting into it, what money you're getting back. You know, you're trying to figure out if it's a worthwhile venture.
Yeah, so That's the first thing you need to do. The second thing is that you have to be super passionate about the idea. So you can't just be like, I want to do this, and then 2 years later, I hate this. Let me get out of this adventure.
Do you think, how important is having fun?
Oh, having fun is almost 100%. So mainly, if you're having fun while doing it, it's worthwhile. So
you're having fun.
Yes, I'm having fun doing it, but mainly sometimes it can get a little serious to where I'm like, I keep messing up.
Right.
But usually once you get the hang of it, it comes really fun.
Well, there's probably a little bit of pressure, right?
Yeah, it's a little bit of pressure, especially when you don't manage your time. Third thing, you manage your time because I feel like it was my second vendor event, and I had failed to use my time wisely so like 2 weeks before I was up all night working on it, and then the last day I stayed up until like 12 working on it. I'm like, I don't have any inventory. So
yeah, so it's managing your time, trying to balance your life out a little bit. Is it hard to do school and sports or whatever else, or play video games like a lot of people do?
Yeah.
Do you have to kind of balance it out?
Yes, I do. So school, usually the main time I make my jewelry and stuff is on the weekends when I have more time. Summer, I have lots more time, so I can do it in the week and the weekend. But for school-wise, I usually do it either after school, after homework and stuff, and then just balance that out. So,
well, I mean, I the fact that you're here at this expo, I think, is great because it's such a good opportunity for you to get your name out there and show people what your jewelry is in real time, not just online. They can try different things on, right?
Yeah, so the thing is, I was actually hesitant about going to my first vendor event because I'm not the type that actually like talks to people, just random people, just off the bat, hello. But I would actually, but after I ventured into entrepreneurship, I actually started talking to people, and I'm like, this is getting a little bit easier, because I remember, so this is a situation in first grade where I had a play. I had super stage fright, and I did not want to talk to anybody. I did not want to see anybody looking at me performing and probably making myself look weird out in public.
You're speaking all of my thoughts whenever I have to speak in front of people, too. But you know what? You're saying kind of that you've been able to develop your social skills, I guess?
Yes.
Do you feel that's true?
Yes. But, usually, I'm the most talkative person in my class, and that sometimes got me into trouble for it. For in second grade, when you come home with a number two for too much talking in your agenda.
It's and then your
mom,
for you.
And then your mom is staring at you like,
but it's working for you for your business, right? So
yes.
It's helping you in some ways for sure.
It is.
So where would you like to see your business go? Do you kind of have a big dream, or are you just going to continue on and see what happens?
So it's kind of in between. I feel like I really want to make it to where that's my job that I could just keep on doing for the rest of my life, pass it down to my kids. So.
Oh, I love it. Well, you're... have a hugely strong start, young man. You have your act together for sure. Let's tell people where you are if they happen to come by the Business Radio X booth here on the green. You're a couple tents behind us.
Right
back there. I see you. You've got a really beautiful setup. I'm going to have to come by and try out some jewelry. I'm going to be out of money when I leave this place, because it's just so inspiring to see people who have a dream and they actually make it a reality.
Yes, especially from all my vendor events, it's actually really good to see vendors that I've seen before just keep growing and growing and growing.
Oh, I love it.
So, yes, there's this vendor right across, the Adams and Crew. I've seen them a few times, and I'm glad that their business is just growing and growing. So,
how cool. You kind of make friends, and you watch each other, kind of, you cheer each other on.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the best of all the worlds. Well, I can't thank you enough for coming on here, Isaiah. I feel really lucky to have gotten to get to know you a little bit at the beginning of your big old career. You never know where it's going to go.
Yeah, never know.
Well, maybe we'll see you at other events, too. Well, thank you for coming by. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome.